if someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all that stuff we didn't get to during the course of the show today. It's Friday, so this is a good day. Betty Rock will definitely want to do weekend plans, which Marty, my wife, yesterday asked me. She goes, so what's everybody doing for the weekend? I said, it's not Friday yet. I have no idea. We haven't talked about it. We haven't done weekend plans. She's like, you guys been talking about it before? And I'm like, not really. we wait for Friday.
We save it.
Yeah, we save it for Friday. Want to be surprised, I guess. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. A couple things that are worth talking about. The child tax credit. Remember that thing that people were getting there for about 6 months where the government went, okay, you get credit for all your kids that you have, and
yeah,
you get $1,500 a kid.
Which isn't fair, because what about single people?
I know, right?
It's not fair.
People aren't using this money, to better their kids' lives,
Is that what the money was meant for? To go to their school tuition?
Well, basically, you get to write off, of your taxes at the end of the year, if you have kids, you get a certain dollar amount for each kid that comes off of your taxable base. So if you say you had a $50,000 income, you take these child tax credits and it lowers it by $3,000, and now you have $47,000 in income that you're taxed on. So what they were doing was, they're like, instead of giving you it as a tax credit, you will give you that cash, because they were trying to spur the economy. And then what people then started doing was, like, we have a guy that works here, has five kids, and he's getting $1,500 a kid. Some people are like, I'm not, why would I go back to work if I'm getting this?
Yeah,
and I get it, And so that, along with stimuluses and stuff like that, was helping people, but it's been hurting the economy too. That's why, look at the inflation we're having. Well, all of that to say, the last one ended on December 15th. So if you were looking for the next one to come in, it was only a 6 month window. Now, they tried to extend it. Biden was like, we need to redo this.
No.
And I know, but they didn't, because Betty doesn't care about the economy. She just doesn't want people with kids to get something she doesn't get.
Well, no, I just don't think it's fair.
Well, think about this. Think about
it. It would be fair if I knew for sure that money was going towards helping children.
Right. Nobody
but
does.
I don't believe that that's what's going on. Instead, they're just pocketing it.
No, it's extra money.
Yeah.
And it's extra income that you can
and
do whatever you want to.
Who's going
to
pay for that later? That money has to come from somewhere.
Everybody
it's coming
else.
From me, the single person that doesn't have a kid. Now, I have to pay you for being able to have kids?
Well,
no.
I have the same reaction with the student loan forgiveness, which is right into Gavin's wheelhouse, because there was a story on student loan forgiveness, and he's like, ooh, maybe, because he has student loans. But to me, it's like, wait a minute, you're going to reward people that took out student loans by getting rid of their loans, and then me, who struggled and paid for my loans and paid them off, when I could have just been like, I'm not paying this, I'm just going to get it forgiven, and then I struggled to pay it off. How is that right? I mean, that's the problem with communism and socialism. It doesn't work, because you take out incentive then. Why should I ever do anything to work hard if you're going to make it the same across the board?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay, well, if you're going to pay off all their loans, I want to be reimbursed for my daughter's tuition.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be reimbursed for my tuition.
Yeah.
You can't do that crud.
Right.
But in this weird world of socialistic principles eking their way into a capitalistic society, that's what happens, man. And so it was really interesting. interesting, though. Senator Joe Manchin, he was a Democrat in from Virginia. He objected to it, and he kind of was the guy that got blamed for halting it because it was such a tight, narrow margin for votes. Because we're basically split 50-50, and then Kamala is the tiebreaker between Republicans and Democrats. And so he defected and would not sign it, and so they couldn't get the majority. And I'm not sure if a couple others went with him as well, but they couldn't get the majority they needed, and so it did not pass. So it ends in January. So if you're looking for that money, you're going to have to do something else.
You're going to have to get a job.
Go back to work. So that was kind of interesting. Here's something I love. This is some bands that set world records for doing different things.
You like this list. It's because it's a bunch of bands that you love.
I only pulled two from the ones that I love, or three. Maybe four, five, ten. Okay, whatever. Metallica. Metallica was the first band to play on all seven continents in 1 year. That's kind of like crazy.
When
like,
they were young or old?
I don't remember. I think it was when they were a little bit older. Like it wasn't their first tour. I think it was a few tours in when they had the money to do it, you know, and travel first class so you're not hurting.
I'm surprised that there are seven. Would you say seven continents that actually...
That surprises you?
No. That there are seven continents that actually want to hear Metallica.
Yeah. Can you name the seven continents, Betty Rock?
No.
Okay, good. I appreciate your honesty right out of the gate. Gavin's doing it.
I know. North America, South America, yeah. Africa.
Yeah.
Europe.
Yeah.
Is Asia another continent?
Asia.
And then...
There's nothing to be embarrassed of. He got confused with Hawaii and
Alaska. Is Australia a continent, though?
Yeah, Australia is a continent.
I thought it was like a country, technically.
It's a country, but it's its own continent.
Okay, so... and then Antarctica?
Antarctica.
I think it's pretty true that he's letting you list them, and then he's like, Antarctica,
Look it up to see if we're right?
I'm looking at it. Continents. And he's just going to say, yeah, I got them right. The seven continents are...
Yes.
Asia, yes. Africa, yep. North America, yep. South America, Antarctica, yep. Europe, and Australia.
Yeah, and so we got them right.
My head, I thought Australia was like the Pluto of our universe. Like it was like one of those, like it used to be a continent.
It was a continent at one time, and then they didn't know. The one that always gets me is like Antarctica is, and you think of the Antarctic, and then you're like, well, why isn't the North Pole like a continent? But it's actually just a sheet of ice. We learned this on... Mind blown that it's not a landmass. It's like ice mass floating.
About that.
Yeah, so that's why it's not like a continent. So there you go. Kiss, the band Kiss, they were in Dubai. They did a live stream. They have a record for the highest what? What do you think? The highest what?
Makeup used on a man.
Not a bad idea.
Highest, like, performer on like a platform, per se.
Right. Highest shoes worn by a man.
Nice. Yeah, Gene Simmons shoes. The highest flame projection. Ooh. So like pyro, like skillet you.
Does it have the feet?
115 feet in the air.
Wow. And that's so dangerous because you know their hair is flammable.
Yeah. Oh, you'll feel that heat too. Paramore, the band Paramore.
I like them.
Yeah, they set a record for 10 world records in a video. Ooh. So they were doing their video for Ain't It Fun. And so like the most feathers caught in 30 seconds, spinning a record on your finger for 30 seconds. Fastest time to run backwards holding stuffed animals while blindfolded
Come
for 30
on.
Feet. I think that might have been the premise of the video was doing all these weird things. But even setting 10 world records in the video was a record itself. So there you go. That's like an Inception thing. And then finally, OK Go. Do you remember the band OK Go?
Oh, here we go, here we go, here we go again.
Do you remember the video that really mapped them?
Yeah, the treadmill.
The treadmill video. That was the best video they've ever done. And then they did like the machines, the gold rubric machines or whatever. I forget what it's called, where you just create a machine that like... The bowling ball goes and hits this, and then that hits this, and it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Rube Goldberg, something like that. They did one of those videos, which is really good. But I guess they did the first music video to be shot on a reduced gravity aircraft. So one of the, like the Vomit Comet that goes up and it does a big arch. So you get weightless for just a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. And they did a video in that thing for their song Upside Down, Inside Out, which thematically works because your insides come out during that because you get sick. Yeah. So kind of cool. All right, Lady Rock, what do you got?
Well, childhood obesity is a issue. And the University of Chicago took a look at food and drinks that appear in celebrities' posts, thinking that maybe that's what's leading to childhood obesity.
Oh, because they want to like emulate their idols kind of thing?
Yeah, because a lot of young people are really into celebrities and all that stuff. But they only looked at posts that were not sponsored ads. Okay. So it turned out that 87% of the food celebrities posted about were unhealthy, including drinks.
That surprises me because celebrities are always about like, hey, I'm drinking my kombucha, doing my yoga, you know.
Well, those are sponsored, but I bet what they're talking about is like maybe it's seen in the background or maybe a friend with them is holding something, you know, like, who knows. But they said the top three foods they posted about were sweet bakery items like cake, donuts, and brownies.
All good. Three major food groups.
And so they're saying that...
So they're saying celebrities are to be blamed for childhood obesity in America.
Kids see their celebrities eating these things and they're like, I'm going to eat that. And then now
we're
blaming...
Haven't you ever seen something like... Because I know you look up to Kim Kardashian.
What?
Have you ever seen something...
We haven't made that joke in months.
Have you ever seen something that she was eating or drinking and you're like, yeah, I want that.
I've never looked
at... I want to be like Kim Kardashian.
I don't follow Kim. I think she's not my role model.
One of the, and this probably won't be very popular, but one of the, when does that stop me? One of the biggest factors for childhood obesity, though, honestly, is parents. You know, you have kids that, yes, they, like, there are kids that struggle with their weight and things like that. Absolutely. And you got metabolic issues and things like that. But the reality is, Gavin mentioned this the other day. He was like, when I was a kid, I was in such better shape when my parents were controlling my eating. Because I remember that as a kid, my parents controlled what was in the house and what I could have. I couldn't just get in a car and go out and drive and get food. Yep. Mm-hmm. I had to eat what was in the house. And so as a parent, if you are, you know, fast fooding all the time or you're eating foods that are high in calories and you're having sugar and all this other stuff, then that is going to affect your kids.
Well, I would agree with you, but your situation proves the complete opposite because you and your wife eat like teenagers.
Sure.
And your daughter, Haley, she has brought in avocados and broccoli and
veggies. Eats way better than we do.
She does salads. Like she eats like a grown-up.
But as a kid, though, we weren't the family that was always eating out. We weren't the family that was always going to McDonald's just because it was easy and giving her fat foods, you know. Like, and so she didn't struggle with that. Now, like, she could, you know, based on like her genetics probably would make her predisposed to being able to gain a little bit of weight if you look at her mom and me.
Bold.
We're both guilty.
Oh, wow. Getting worse.
It's saying genetics.
Saying it while she's not here.
Yeah, it's genetics. So she could have definitely done that. But like, so we controlled that. So we did have her eating fruit and vegetables and things like that when she was little.
How did you justify that, though, if she saw that you and Marty weren't eating them?
Oh, I'm your dad. Like, different rules. When you're 18, you can go do whatever you want to do. But right now, you're in my house. You're eating those green beans. And have mine, too, because I don't want them.
Instead of the dog, you're feeding
feed my kid. Yeah. But the interesting thing, the byproduct of that, though, is we did have, like, junk food in the house and stuff. And she's just kind of a different kid, I guess, because she never, like, was trying to sneak it and never really had, like, a taste for it either. Like, and she, to this day, isn't crazy like on sweets. Like, her mom and I are crazy on sweets, but she never like craved it. And maybe it's because it was always around. She could have it if she wanted to, but she didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it must just be her taste. But like, her little friends would come over and be like, this is the best. It's like being in a candy store.
Right,
you know?
I bet. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you couldn't go 10 feet without hitting some candy somewhere in my house. You still almost can't,
whether hidden or out.
Oh, front. For sure, for sure. But anyway.
All right. celebrate? Want to do birthdays?
I would love to do birthdays.
We have two birthdays. None of them are happening today, but they are happening over the weekend, so we're going to get them in early. Lily wants to wish her boyfriend Aaron a happy birthday, saying Aaron is the kindest heart, has the kindest heart of anyone I know. He can make friends with anyone, and he is incredibly hardworking.
Nice.
Monica and Mike want to wish their daughter Molly. Wow, that's a lot of M's.
Alliteration.
She's turning the big 13. Oh, bless them. A happy birthday. Happy birthday, Molly. Said Molly is very caring, sweet, and a funny girl. She loves her cat, Rocket.
Nice.
Oh, she has a cat named Rocket. Got it. And loves horses.
Betty thought she had a cat, Rocket.
Yeah, I'm like, what does that mean?
How great is that? I'd love a cat, Rocket.
I got it. She makes our family of M&Ms complete.
Nice. Nice.
So there's Mike, Monica, Mason, and Molly.
Nice. Woo. Remember Molly at 13? There are times in your life when you, as you're growing older and you're becoming a teenager, you're going to think your parents don't know anything, but they know everything. And give them a break. They do. And give them a little bit of break because anything they're doing for your own good. Okay? Happy birthday.
All right. Here's the question from Monica and Mike, Molly's parents. What's the funniest thing you got in trouble for when you were in school?
The funniest thing we got in trouble for? Man, I was such a good kid.
I'm trying to think.
Wally's like, which ones were good?
Yeah. I know. I got in trouble for chasing, like, my shoe as a kid. We had uniforms.
You chased your shoe as a kid?
No, we had uniforms, and my shoe, the sole had fallen off of it.
Uh-huh.
So I painted with whiteout and a marker. I did teeth and a tongue on my shoe, and then I took my uniform belt off and put it around my ankle, like made it look like a dog, like I was walking my dog down the hall, and I started attacking people with it.
Wow, nothing has changed.
Yeah, I know.
How old were you?
I think 10th grade. So
literally nothing has changed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I know I got in trouble a lot and it was my own stupidity, but I went to a small private school, and the girls had to wear dresses. And if your skirt or your dress had a slit in it, if it went above your knee,
right,
then you had to go home or figure out something else. Anyways, when I started driving, my first car was my dad's 4x4 truck.
That's awesome.
And I would always forget I needed to just hop in. Like,
right, not
like bottom first, right, then like go in. Instead of like one leg up and then hop
then
yourself
it splits.
In. Because then it rips. And I would rip my slits I don't know how many times. And I'd get in trouble at school and they'd say, you're going to have to get some duct tape or something, because they were going to be, you know.
That checks out too, seeing you with duct tape on your uniform. Oh, like,
there's a lot that really checks
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. Every duct part tape of that
on,
story.
Duct tape on what I wore to school and driving a 4x4.
None of that story is shocking to me in the least.
It's so funny. I don't know if I've said this before, but I didn't think how I got brought up was that country. But then when I start talking about it, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
We did a thing one time with one of our teachers where we had the whole class in on it, which was kind of fun.
Did you start it?
I don't remember. It's not important.
you did.
So like what we did was we were inching the desks. All of the desks were in rows. And so we would inch our desks over when he would be at the blackboard and facing the blackboard. And then he'd turn around and we'd all stop. And we were moving our desks all the way to the right. And then we were going to the left. And then we finally moved all of our desks up until we were just a couple feet behind him. And he got really mad at that because we weren't paying attention to math at all. Yeah. But that was really creative. And it was a team bonding thing. It was a class where...
Is that how you're going to justify it?
Yeah, we didn't like each other all the time. But for this one moment, Rock, we were a team. We came together. Exactly. and it was pretty funny, but we got in trouble.
What about you, Gavin?
It wasn't necessarily like in trouble per se, but there was a time when... It's funny because it deals with the tailbone surgery. Again.
Oh!
So, yeah, back again.
Wait a second.
I'm all ears. I mean ears.
Oh!
Hey!
You've thought of that so quickly.
I know. Thank you.
Well
really
done. But I had had a surgery. And so...
A surgery. A bum surgery.
A tailbone surgery. Mm-hmm. And so I went to a school that required uniforms. But after I had... And the uniforms were like khakis.
Yeah.
That were, you know, uncomfortable. And so one of the things that my doctor wrote a note for was like, Gavin may wear sweatpants to school for the next week, while he's got
while his bum heals,
his swollen bum.
Exactly, to be comfortable.
While he's got back.
But as a kid, I don't think I'd want to stand out because then everybody would be asking, "Why are you wearing sweatpants?" Yeah. And then you'd have to answer them.
That was not something I cared too much about. I was like, I was just more into the idea of being comfortable. I hated the whole uniforms thing because I went like my whole school career without having to wear a uniform, and so I really just didn't like the uniform thing. Kind of a crybaby about it. Like, I'm not proud of that, but I wore the sweatpants to school, didn't bring a backup pair of khakis for the day. And so the principal comes out and he's just like, you know, obviously he's like, oh, you shouldn't be wearing them. But like, oh, I have a doctor's note that says I can wear the khakis. And they brought me back to the office and they're like, yeah, we're not going to accept that. What you have to do is go to the big closet where we have confiscated khakis.
Oh, nice.
And they were like, we'll just give you like really big ones so that you're comfy.
Oh, geez.
And so I'm walking around school. And at this time, I was probably wearing, you know, medium sized pants.
Mm.
And they gave me these triple XL pants. And I was like, I don't have a belt to keep these up. They're like, okay, we'll give you some caution tape to wrap around your waist.
They
to
hated
tighten
you.
And I'm just like doing that. And I had to roll the khakis up like, you know, four or five times.
How is this better? Like, how is this better? Like, because in their head, somehow letting you have the sweatpants was going to cause complete and total chaos and anarchy. And that's the thing, man. Like, I get it. When you're an administrator or a teacher, you walk such a fine line with losing control of these kids and like, you've got to be as fair as you can. But there are sometimes where you got to look at that and go, the juice isn't worth the squeeze. It's worse him wearing these pants like this than just going, all right, let me just be cool for a minute and it's okay.
Could have used that.
Yeah.
Maybe they were doing it to you as a favor because they knew everybody was starting to make fun of you behind your back.
Why would they?
Yeah,
you
had sweatpants.
Because you were wearing sweatpants. And they were like, oh, because he had his bum surgery.
They would have had to ask. It didn't look like I had bum
surgery.
Did they
say juicy on the back?
No. It was the donut pillow that I carried around.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That drags attention.
Yeah,
I tried to stuff it in the backpack.
Some pride.
But
yeah,
that was the third one I had. It was fine.
Jeez. That's rough.
I knew how to cope with it.
I didn't like uniforms as a kid. Like, I hated that. But the upside to it was you knew what you were wearing every day. You know,
so
it was super easy. And then the older I got, and then when you started realizing there were different classes of income in your school and that you were on the very bottom of that, it was actually kind of nice because the richest kid in school had to wear the exact same thing that you did versus all the competition and judging and things like that. So there's a lot of good to it.
I really think there are... I don't know if there's many schools left that don't do uniforms anymore.
Yeah, and even public schools in some form have, like, they've gone to more of a dress code, they call it, versus a uniform, but it's, like, super restrictive.
Right.
I don't think it's a bad idea. What does anybody have, like, one of their worst memories from school, though? Like, from high school? Because I know mine.
Okay, share yours.
Mine was one time I fell asleep in my science class. Sorry, Miss Borders. but I fell asleep. I was bored to tears. And I fell asleep, and I was head on my desk, and I woke up, and I had the biggest puddle of drool on my desk. I mean, I'm not talking a little drool. I'm talking Lake Michigan puddle of drool.
How old were you?
This would have been, like, 10th grade. Like 9th or 10th grade. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And what do I do? Like, and it was slimy, slobbery, you know? And so I'm like, I didn't know what to do. And so then, though, when I lifted my head up, it stuck to my face. And so I had this string from my face of drool down to the desk.
Ouch.
And it was horrible. And so then it just kept getting worse. So then I'm like trying to like use my arm to like wipe it off, and it just smears, and it was just traumatic. And of course I'm like praying that no one sees this, and I'm trying to like do this really like undercover, and of course like the girl that I liked,
the hot girl.
Saw every bit of that, and I still, she didn't say anything, God bless her, but I will never forget that look. I still see that look to this day. It was one of abject horror. Aww. And like, I was already kind of...
Not that you had any chance with her in the first place.
No, of course not. But I was young enough to believe that wasn't true. Exactly. But the second you see that face, you're like, oh yeah, this is... Nope. Like, better go find the girl that looks more like in my league. And that's not at this school.
Poor Wally.
Yeah, what about you, Rock?
Trying to think. I know that there were, like, there was one time where it was in seventh grade and I'd gotten my report card and I just was not doing good in math. And I was never really good at school. I just did not care. And I remember my mom telling me, just get a C. Like, if you can just pass and get a C, we'll be happy. And it was
Hello,
seventh
Lamar.
Grade. Oh, I know. That's what I did right accidentally. They started with a high bar. I lowered it.
Yeah.
You know,
well done.
Gracefully.
Yeah.
So that now anything I do
is amazing.
It's amazing. So anyways, it was seventh grade, and the vice principal told my mom, hey, she's half a point away from failing math for seventh grade. And even though she doesn't qualify, we would say she should go to summer school for math. And that was so embarrassing because I don't want to tell my friends, like, I got to go to summer school.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, my parents were like, what time is it at? And they're like, it starts at 8, ends at 12. She has to be out of here by 12. And I couldn't drive. And my parents were like, well, we can't get out off of work every time just to come and pick you up. So you're not going. I was like, jackpot.
Nice.
So I didn't have to go to summer school because my parents couldn't take
And
the
they
time
just
off.
Let that slide?
Yeah.
Just
I was
passed you?
I have a half a point.
Was it like that small of a school where they
it's
were like...
It's very small. I had 12 people in my class. Like, it wasn't
I remember
a big...
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a big thing.
They're like, all right, let's do some math. Let's look at her earning potential. And
she's going to end up in radio
let's
anyway.
Calculate
that's
how
yeah.
far deal. She'll go.
I also fine. Had a teacher that I asked her once. She was my math teacher in high school, and they... took us in the ninth grade, they halved our class out and they put all the smart people in trigonometry or something. Cool. And then the dumb kids went to algebra 2.
Yeah. And even that's hard.
Yeah. And I remember telling one of my teacher that was going to teach both, I said, is there any chance I can get in trigonometry? And I was just asking as a joke because I knew I couldn't do it. And she just looked, and keep in mind, this woman was 90, though she's still alive now. So I guess she wasn't as old as I thought. But she just looked at me and she goes,
That's great. When your teacher laughs at
yeah.
you.
Like, okay, I guess that's a no.
That's funny.
So. I think the highest math I had algebra 1 and geometry, and then did I have algebra 2? I don't remember because I don't
get
use
that
it.
Far.
No, I don't use it. I mean, like, that's the lie, kids, that you'll use a lot of this. At certain degrees, you will, not in radio.
I took AP Calc in high school, and that is the for the generic world, it is the biggest pile of nonsense,
yeah,
because it's just. Extra letters, extra graphs that have no application to the real world. Like, I never was taught, like, Excel in high school or college. So, like, that's one thing that I'm like,
right. That would have been more beneficial.
Way more beneficial for the, like, generic populace compared to something like... And I tried for AP. Like, I had dreams back then for, you know, like, engineering and...
Yeah, no.
Baloney yeah, like that.
Yeah. They really should have classes on how to cook basic yeah. things.
100%.
How to do your taxes.
Yeah. Investing, mean, like how to save money
yes.
and investing.
But instead they want to teach yeah. you the circumference of a circle. What am I going to use that?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
I need to know how to do discounts. I still don't know.
Percentages, exactly.
Yeah, 15% off of this price. I
right.
do not know what
I
that
always,
means.
I always get well, to it a really hard way. Like I always take, because 10% is easy, and so then I'll take
right.
the 10,
and then
I'll
like,
half
well, it's
that.
It's going to be a little bit at the
right,
end.
Right, mm-hmm. yeah. But if it's like 16% off, I'm like, oh, what do I do? Like, I'll never figure this out.
That's funny.
I had senior math my last year, which was basically math for anyone that was probably going to work outside for a living. that was just as basic as you could get. Like, it was like adding and stuff. I'm like, I was so happy to have it.
Were all your siblings just as dumb as you?
No.
They were smart?
No, just one. The other ones were all smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least your parents had some hope in some
of
them.
Oh, they did. But the irony is I came out better than all of them. That's ironic. The funny thing is like they all are way smarter than me, but if you just look at like say financially or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm more successful than all of them, mm-hmm. which is kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think if you're in like grade school, elementary school, high school, I feel like there is sort of just this like depending on what school you go to, I feel like they do almost have like a cap per se on like this is what you can do with your adult life. This is what we're preparing you for in your adult life. And then you get to college and you're like, oh, there's so many more options out there. And then when you see the job market, you're like, oh, there's a ton of stuff I can do, whether it's, you know, shoe sales to working on a radio show.
Well, I mean, I'm thankful for this job every day because like it's not like this is a normal job, and the fact that I've been able to work for so many years doing something that I really enjoy and that's fun, like, because I know, like, friends of mine, my buddy who worked at GM hated his last 3 years, was miserable. He retired early just to get out of there, you know, and it's like, I'm not at that point. Like, I still love what I do, and the fact that it's provided a living for me for all these years is just a miracle. We always call radio the business of C students, you know, and it's like, we used to sit there and throw a football back and forth, coming up with ways to mess with people. You know, like that was my job every day. Like, this is great, you know? And so, yeah, so I'm sure my family's shocked too. Like, how did this pan out? How did he do okay?
You know? We didn't put money on that one.
No. All right, let's do some weekend plans. All right, Betty Rock, weekend plans.
Tonight, I don't know if I'm really doing anything. I need to go to the grocery store because we do have another ice snowstorm coming through.
Sunday, yeah.
So I'm gonna get prepared for that. I need to go do some errands, maybe sell some more things on Facebook Marketplace, yes. Spend some time with my little kitty, maybe sleep late, all the good things, you know? And then we have, just so you know, potties, we have Monday off, so that means we will not be doing a podcast or an aftercast on Monday.
Yeah, and so...
Back on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think we're doing, like, dinner and cards and stuff with friends tonight, and then I've got to start redoing my garage and planning for that on Saturday.
I forgot one thing that I was doing.
The murder thing tonight?
Oh,
the Murdoch murder.
I forgot
show.
Two things I'm doing tonight.
Not like an actual.
Not tonight.
Murder.
Okay, yeah. There's a 2020 special that I'm watching tonight. But Monday, I'm gonna go see the Betty White special. They're releasing this thing, like a biography about her in the theaters. And for
I hope you can get to it.
I know.
Yeah,
on
that
her
is
100th
big...
birthday. I guess we'll find out. Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to get above freezing.
Yeah.
So maybe it won't stick.
Okay, so there you go. Gavin?
Big weekend, actually. So,
whoa.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So the big thing is that, and I want to kind of get home at a good time. My iPhone is currently out for delivery, and
yes.
I missed it yesterday. And I, like, yesterday it was there at like 12:09, and we were home by like 2, so I missed it by a couple hours. I really want to be there for it today. It's like, I want to set that up.
You have to sign for this.
Yeah, so I want to sign up. You know,
we
or
want
I
you
sign.
To be there too.
I want to get all my stuff transferred over and do all that.
Yep.
Haley and I have a date night tonight. I booked a nice little restaurant for our anniversary.
Oh, cool.
Because it was like so far out and we'd been wanting to try this. So I booked that tonight. Tomorrow, we're helping our friends move into their house.
Ugh.
So we're going to be doing some lifting and all that, and that'll be fun. And then, and I'm grateful for this 3-day weekend because we're going to be so busy tomorrow. And then we'll have 2 days to sort of rest up as the snow keeps us all in. Probably won't go anywhere for those 2 days.
Yeah, I'm trying to plan all my stuff for Sunday. Like, okay, what can I do at the house and not lose my mind and not just watch TV all day?
Yeah.
But, all right, well, that's going to do it. What?
I have one more thing.
Oh,
she does.
I need to let people know.
Oh, yes.
This is important.
I thought it was another weekend plan.
No, this is important.
I have another murder show I need to.
Okay, so potties. We are switching to a service called Spreaker. That's Spreaker. What this means is we're not going to be putting things on SoundCloud anymore. So if you download the podcast or the aftercast on SoundCloud directly, you can't get it there. So you're going to need to go to Spreaker.com, Spreaker. When you go to Spreaker.com, you're going to want to click on Listen. It's at the very top. Then you're going to go to Search when you go to search, put in Wally Show.
Okay.
And it'll pop up right there.
There you go. And then you can download it and set up the, you know, to do automatic downloads and stuff. Just like the SoundCloud. But we had to, because of back-end things and costs and things like that, or ability to do other things with it, they had to switch the service. And so that's it. But now if you just get it through iTunes or what have you, it's going to still be there just like normal. It's just if you're listening through SoundCloud natively, then that's the problem. So, all right. Well, there you go. We'll probably remind you of that next week as well. Yep. But as always, thanks for being a potty.